diabetes risk to decrease it the most, are you going to do, is the answer going to be low calorie diet or low carbohydrate diet?
Low calorie.
Perfect. You've got a patient, 3-year-old girl. She's got increased thirst and urination for 2 days. Glucose in the serum is 122 milligrams per deciliter. Glucose in the urine is negative. And her urine osmolality is low. Her serum sodium is 159. Her bicarb is 15.
That's nephrogenic diabetes insipidus.
Where do you get nephrogenic from?
You said bicarb.
Okay, so it's diabetes insipidus.
Okay.
But there's no way to differentiate between nephrogenic and central at this point. I said bicarb's low because in states of malperfusion, like if you're in shock or you're dehydrated, you can get lactic acidosis. This isn't anything like renal tubular acidosis. This isn't the same thing. It's unrelated.
Okay.
Okay. So, but that would explain low bicarb in this situation. So what about if you have a, let's say, 22-year-old woman who has low serum osmolality, low urine osmolality? They're both low.
Is it SIADH?
If they're both low, that's psychogenic polydipsia.
Okay.
So SIDH, aren't you going to be having concentrated urine because you're reabsorbing all the free water from the urine?
Yeah, I was trying to do a little different thing, but so if the urine's concentrated, but you would have a low serum, right? Is that correct?
Yeah, you would have low serum. So just think like DI and SIDH. In those patterns, the serum and urine are the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in psychogenic polydipsia, they're both low. And in dehydration, severe dehydration, in someone who's physiologically normal, they're both high.
Okay. Cool.
Addison disease. What's your sodium, potassium, pH, and bicarb?
So I know sodium is low, potassium is high. I guess pH is low. And then bicarb would be low. Is that right?
So bicarb's low, pH low.
Potassium high, sodium low.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. Addison disease. Okay. What about secondary hypoadrenalism due to decreased ACTH?
Okay. So secondary, you would have sodium high, potassium is low, pH is high, and bicarb is high because there's low cortisol. I'm so lost, honestly. I'm lost too.
So here's the thing. If you have low ACTH, your cortisol is low, you're right. But and this is where people get confused. ACTH stimulates desmolase, which will increase pregnenolone, which is a precursor for aldosterone as much as it is cortisol, but your aldosterone is heavily regulated by RAS, whereas cortisol is predominantly ACTH, meaning if you have decreased ACTH production from the anterior pituitary, let's say in Sheehan syndrome, you can still have high aldosterone as long as your RAS is upregulated. So the bottom line is that if you have decreased ACTH, let's say in secondary hypoadrenalism, your aldosterone will actually go up to compensate. And that's assessed on the NBMEs for step one in terms of arrow questions, just so you know. Like they'll give you Sheehan and it's like everything was down. I think I sent you that question as like an endocrine review where everything was down, aldosterone
high.
That's to emphasize that like decreased ACTH and setting a Sheehan syndrome still gives you high aldosterone because aldosterone go up to compensate. It's under the regulation of RAS, meaning that your potassium is going to be fine. So one of the ways to differentiate, your potassium is okay because your aldosterone is okay. Now, the bottom line is your potassium is not going to be high. Just put it that way. In Addison disease, your potassium is clearly high because your aldosterone is low.
So this is what I'm going to ask you. If you have a high aldosterone through the RAS system, would an aldosterone like secrete potassium even if it's through the RAS, or it doesn't do it that way?
That's what I'm just saying. It secretes potassium.
It secretes. So why is it normal? Because it's a compensation.
It's a compensation for a blood pressure mechanism. That's what it is. Cortisol will regulate blood pressure by stimulating alpha 1 receptor upregulation on the arterioles. And if you have a deficiency of that mechanism, then you'll get aldosterone will go up to compensate. But it's not like full-blown hyperaldosteronism where you're going to be hypokalemic. It's not that. And just to be clear, in the USMLE, it's going to be a situation where when you're trying to narrow down to the correct answer, you're going to see, you're going to be like, well, they tell you the ACTH is low. They tell you there's no skin changes. There's no hyperpigmentation. They tell you the potassium is 4.5. It's clearly not elevated. So I know that this, it just does not sound like Addison disease.
Okay.
Right? And then you're like, well, it's not fucking Cushing syndrome. Like, you're eliminating the answers. It's not hypothyroidism. You're eliminating. And then you're like, well, secondary hypoadrenalism could be correct because that's decreased ACTH production.
Okay.
If you have like a prolactinoma or something. Like a prolactinoma could suppress the secretion of other anterior pituitary hormones.
Or... Okay. That's really interesting. Okay.
Now, what's the test we do to diagnose adrenal insufficiency?
ACTH stimulation test.
Good. So cosine tropin or synaclin test, so the ACTH stimulation test. So if you give a synthetic ACTH and you have Addison disease, what happens?
If it goes up, it doesn't really go up though, right?
So look, if in someone who's normal, you, me, and you give synthetic ACTH, our cortisol will spike, right?
Yeah.
In someone who has Addison disease, their cortisol goes up very little.
Okay.
It goes up just a tiny bit.
Just a little.
Okay. When I did endocrine irritation, they had mentioned that. Like they said, like, it will go up. It's just a very, very small amount compared to someone who without adrenal insufficiency.
Okay.
These things operate on a spectrum. It's not like, you know, so black and white. Like it's just, you know, be very atrophic or hypoplastic. You're going to get questions on SIADH, DI, psychogenic polydipsia. I'm just giving you the heads up, like right now, like, I don't know how many times, I can't review it with you a million times over, but like I'm communicating it explicitly that like you are going to get multiple questions involving like serum osmolality compared to the urine and aldosterone high versus low, stuff like that.
Okay.